This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Oh my gosh, the Nuggets won on a back-to-back. There's a lot of online chatter about back-to-backs, and I participated last night. I'm going to get into it, but the Nuggets are actually pretty good on the second game of back-to-back. They win 142-135. Not a lot of defense there, Mike. There you go. But this is great. And Joker is in rare company right now with, what, 7 games to go? We'll talk Nuggets. Kevin Lytle's going to join us from the Coloradoan. Who's staying on this roster when it comes to Colorado State? All that and more coming up next. Hey, Mike, when does it start?
It starts right at this moment.
The whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I'm going to be utilizing Mosquito Joe for a few reasons, Mike. Obviously, mosquitoes, but did you know they take care of the rodents too? Did you know that, man?
Don't they have some rodenticide services?
Yes. And you know my situation. I have a dog. I also have a little boy, little 8-year-old. He is on the autistic spectrum. So he is he's a journeyman. He will roam and he will find everything in our yard now. And for us to be able to have a rodenticide instead of traps and all that stuff is important. So they're going to come out to our place, spray it down with stuff that freaks mice out, and they'll stay the hell away, Michael. Because you know I have this incredible fear of those furry four-legged creatures. And
yes, you do.
So what my child likes to do, he likes fruit. He likes different fruits, banana, apple, orange, tomato. He likes it all at once. He gets it all, rounds it up, takes it out to our deck. We put a little bag there next to him so he can put his peelings in there. And he just likes to sit on the deck and eat fruit. He looks like a 90-year-old man just sitting there, hanging out, looking out at the sky and eating fruit. It's adorable. But the problem is the fruit sometimes doesn't always make it into the trash bag. And so we have this random assortment of peelings and fruits hanging out on the deck. And I go to get the trash bag the other night, Mike, because it's sitting there. I'm like, oh, no, nobody's taken that. It's been out there for a bit. So I go to pick up the trash bag. Guess what jumps out?
A mouse.
Nice little mouse. Right by, and like 2 feet from our door, from our patio door. And I'm thinking, man, my kid just runs in and out of this house all day, and it's only a matter of time until the mouse sees that opening and is like, I'm going in. I'm getting in. And so the other night, we have a little rug underneath our patio furniture, and the wind obviously blew it up, so it's all curled up. So I go to grab the corner and flatten it, and what's underneath the curl of the rug, Mike? Another mouse. So things are getting real there. And if we get mice in the house, that's when we move. And we burn it down. We burn down the house. There are no other options at that point. So Mosquito Joe's going to come out, take care of us, put that spray, that rodenticide, I guess is what it's called. I didn't ask questions. All I said at the end of the phone call, I made it sound like I was an awesome boss in some kind of mafia movie. I said, take no prisoners. And I hung up the phone. I wish I had a flip phone. I hate mice. I hate them. You remember when we were dealing with them at our old place?
Yeah, I was one of the few. Tanner was not afraid of the mice, but I was one of the few that was not afraid.
You're not afraid at all.
I just didn't want to.
I don't think you have
touch
fear.
The dead body.
I'd rather touch the dead body of a mouse than worry about it. Like if a mouse was in this room right now, I'd be out the door. You'd have to carry the segment. Maybe that's what management wants, anyways. To hear you give a real crack at hosting this show, this would be your opportunity if there was a mouse in here.
I once tried to help a mouse out of the sink. We had a metal sink there, And a mouse got trapped in there because, you know, we had some dishes left over the weekend. And I had come in over the weekend. I think there was a UNC Bears game. And a mouse, it climbed and fell into the sink. And it's just like trying as hard as it can. And it just can't get a grip and can't. So I helped the mouse get out. I, you know, put some stuff so it would climb out.
What are you, a sick person?
45 seconds later, as soon as it got out,
it went into the—
it killed itself by going into the electric trap.
Oh. Did you know that was going to happen, or were you genuinely trying to free the mouse?
I did kind of feel bad. I'm kind of like, you know, I wanted to— I forgot that I put the trap there.
But you were— backup plan was you're going to free the mouse into the world, and it would just be in the station alive, running around.
I figured eventually, like, it would go away.
That's disgusting.
This was before we knew about Mosquito Joe.
Yeah, man.
We had known about Mosquito Joe back
then.
So
what had happened, it was during COVID, wasn't it? And the restaurant that was around us, and I'm not going to name the name. I don't want to, like, hurt them. I wouldn't eat there. Basically, all the restaurants had to shut down, Mike, during COVID. Remember? It was crazy.
Yep.
So this place shut down, but didn't really, from what we were told, didn't really clean up. So there was just a bunch of food and stuff left all over the place. And so it was a mouse infestation in that part of the building. And then once they ran out of food, they were already there. So then they just start looking for other options, and then they found their way into our side of the building.
And on top of that, we were told that the foundation wasn't super great, so
yeah,
there were like ways for them to get in.
Oh yeah,
so they had to patch that up too.
I left when it was in my office. Michael and I are sitting there having a meeting, and Michael's looking at me, and suddenly his eyes start to drift away from me, and they start going up the wall behind me, and I'm like, "What are you looking at? What are you looking at?"
Well, I told you, I'm like, I would, because you were about to turn and look at that. And I'm like, I would not turn and look if I were you.
Yeah.
And of course, you did.
I did.
And ran.
It was crawling up the wall.
It was crawling up some wires.
It was so gross. And I grew up on a farm, dude. I'm like, you know, blood and cows and calves. And, you know, you get calves. Tanner will tell you all about it. That didn't bother me. That didn't bug me. And mice honestly didn't bug me until I had a revelation. I was going to feed my 4-H steers, and I go to dip. We had an old Folgers can, and we dip that and fill it full of grain. Never thought about mice in our barns. I played in there. We would take sleeping bags and sleep in there sometimes. Play in the hayloft. It was so much fun. But when I scooped up the grain, inside was four or five baby mice, and one of them jumped out and landed on my arm. And I was like, whoa, that's gross. And from that point on, it was like my eyes were open for the first time. It's like, there are mice everywhere. They are all over the place. And that changed how I viewed everything.
Yeah, see, I'm not afraid of mice or bugs or sticky things.
I found
this morning there was a spider that was a decent-sized spider on the bolt of my lock outside.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing here? And I just flicked it off.
Yeah, but spiders don't bug me. Bugs I don't have an issue with. I mean, I don't like them. I don't like snakes either, but snakes don't bother me nearly as badly as a mouse does. Faith says, I threw a whole nice sectional out away because I thought a mouse was in it because my dog literally stalked the couch, found out later it was not, but was in our fireplace. Burn the place down. I don't do nature. Nothing that exists out there can I stand. I'm getting you, like, I'm in a new area now. We moved last year. And so we're on like an acre. And it's not a ton of work, but it's work. And we got little sheds and stuff. And I'm just finding rodents. And I'm finding different droppings of things. And my dog is not essentially, not what you would call a guard dog. He sees something weird and he just wants to play with it. So if it's a mouse, he's not trying to kill it or chase it away. He's like, hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Burn it down.
My friend had a cat like that. The cat would just, like, came in and was like, look at this mouse. I brought it in. Just started playing with it. Didn't kill it at all.
Yeah,
like, a lot of cats
then
are just like,
them in. Yeah.
Instead a of lot eating. Of cats, it's like, it's a bird.
Yeah,
and then
bring
kill
it inside.
It.
Yeah. No. Not cool with it. And my neighbor's telling me, awesome dude, Les, great dude. And he's telling me, he's like, oh, yeah, man, get ready because you're going to start seeing raccoons all over the place, too. They're going to be living in your shed. I'm like, really? I mean, that's – I can deal with that, I guess. But they're, raccoons can be pretty aggressive, Mike. If you corner them, look out. You're in trouble.
Yeah, there was one in – people, you need to close your trash cans because there was one at that park down there. And I was going home at night, and I saw this raccoon. It was fat. It was a fat raccoon.
Well, you know why you see raccoons always bloated up on the side of the road outside of a cornfield, right? You know what they
do? Eating your corn.
They get into the cornfield. They eat their fill, and they can barely move. So they're bloated, and they try to cross the street, and that's not happening, so they get hit. That's why you always see raccoons on the side of the road, especially near a cornfield. Learned that little thing growing up, too.
Those corn people need Mosquito Joe.
They absolutely need Mosquito Joe. I've never needed Mosquito Joe more than anyone has ever needed Mosquito Joe. I'll tell you that right now. Mosquitoes, whatever. I can live with bug bites. My wife hates them. But she's like, get him out here for the mosquito purposes. I was like, yeah, but no. How about the mouse situation first? Let's deal with that one first.
I'd say both.
No.
Yeah. I have black widows at my place.
Yeah. You have what?
I have black widows at my place.
Oh, yeah. Those things can be pretty bad, right? If they bite you. Can you die from that?
I have some bug spray, and it takes a while for them to die.
Yeah.
So I just, like, when I see one, it's like, spray, 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 and I just spray the hell out of it.
Faith says, now I'm paranoid. Can we change the subject? I know I'm paranoid at my office. They're everywhere, Faith. Mice are everywhere. Even in your cars. They could potentially get in the car. They come up underneath the carriage. Could be in your purse.
At your workplace.
Probably right by your feet right now, Faith.
They're probably you probably have one playing free safety for the UNC Bears.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, like, because you have a strong safety,
uh-huh.
You have a free safety.
Right. Where is the connection here?
I'm making Miles.
Oh, okay.
Miles was in yesterday.
Are you calling Miles a mouse? I'm failing.
I don't know if he's free safety or strong safety. I'm just.
Are you saying he's a mouse?
I'm saying he's playing opposite of a mouse. So he's one of the safeties, and then there could be a mouse on the other side.
What is it going on in your... Did you actually inject some of the spray, maybe, that you were spraying these spiders with? Or maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I did spray them a long time ago. Haven't seen one in a while, but spider season is coming up.
Spider season's coming up. Call our friends. Call Mosquito Joe. I'll update you. And I at the end of the phone call, her name was Abby. She's awesome. And I seriously felt like Liam, what is it, Liam Neeson? Neeson or Nielsen?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, and I'm like, leave none alive.
Fun fact, Liam Neeson did play the son of Leslie Nielsen in the latest Naked Gun.
Did you see that movie?
I did. It was very short, but very funny.
Was it funny? Did it live up to the old Naked Guns?
It did, I think. I thought it was going to be a remake. It did mention the Broncos in there.
Okay. But why?
Well, it was, you'll see it in the trailer. Like it's a joke that I wouldn't be able to make funny, but like
it
was one of like the many jokes that they made. It was if you like parodies, I think
I'll have
like
to watch it. I was a big fan of Naked Gun.
And they did address O.J. Simpson, by the way.
Did they really? And you know what sucks about that? O.J. Simpson was great in those movies. He was awesome.
He was supposed to be the Terminator.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at you, full of facts today. You want a fact, Mike? You want a fact? No player in NBA history has ever led the league in assists per game and rebounds per game. Nobody. Vic Lombardi posted this out just moments ago. And I love Vic. I'm not crazy about the whole back-to-back take that he has, but not even Wilt Chamberlain did this. Joker will accomplish that. He will be, because I think with only a few games remaining, he's leading. Let's see. He's leading at rebounds per game. He's at 12.8. Karl Anthony Towns is at 12. I don't know that there's enough games now for anyone to catch him.
Maybe they should include the playoffs.
To move that average up. Oh, no. Assists.
But the MVP voting
Joker,
should maybe include the playoffs.
Joker's at 10.8. Cade Cunningham, we know he's out now. He's at 9.9. So Joker will lead in that category. There's still a roundabout way, I suppose, Joker could be the MVP. I mean, he's got to play just a few more games. how many games are left? Is it 7 or 8? Michael, quick math here.
Last night was two
games. What is their record? 46-28? Oh, so there's 8 games remaining. So he'll looks like he'll probably lead. Nobody's ever done that.
How many points did they have in that third quarter?
The Nuggets?
Both teams. Combined.
84.
They had a high school girls basketball game in the third quarter.
To be fair, that's pretty high scoring for a high school girls basketball game.
Yeah, they don't score that much.
They don't score a lot. This would actually work with your whole little play defense in the NBA. Not a lot of it happening last night in this game. But the Nuggets were tired, Michael. They were on a back-to-back. Listen, the Nuggets have played, I think, they're with them in Philadelphia maybe, the most back-to-backs. I think the Nuggets have played 16, or when it's done, they'll have 16. It sucks. It's dumb. Why do we have back-to-backs? Either stretch out the season in the calendar or reduce the amount of games.
Or at least tell us why there are so many back-to-backs. Are you going to blame it on the Avalanche?
No. And one of the back-to-backs they shouldn't have had because the Memphis game was rescheduled because it was a weather thing, I think. So they rescheduled that game and it just... The only way they could do it, apparently, is fit it into a back-to-back. So the Nuggets actually do have one extra back-to-back that shouldn't have been a back-to-back. I get it, man. Back-to-backs are stupid. But Adam Silver's, you know what he tweeted yesterday? Or he said yesterday, he was quote tweeted, like, "We will fix tanking, full stop." That's not the problem. How about fix back-to-backs? Because the argument for against back-to-backs isn't just that they're tired, because I don't really care. But they're not as good at games. You don't have... That's why in playoffs, they spread them out a lot of times. It's not every other day. Sometimes you have 2 days in between. You want your best possible action on the floor. So yeah, are the games usually not great? They open up for variables? Sure. But I'm kind of done arguing it. Oh, I'm not done arguing. I'll die arguing it. Adam Long John Silver is the worst commissioner in all of sports. And instead of focusing on, and this is what I tweeted last night, when it was full stop, "I'm going to fix tanking." Okay, how's that going to fix bitching at the refs? How's that going to fix foul baiting and foul hunting and foul seeking? How's that going to fix the back-to-back situation? How's that going to fix, gambling? They're kind of working on that. But no. Let's worry about the two franchises every year that actually have tanking. Let's fix the NBA because those two franchises, because of what Indiana, Brooklyn, and Sacramento. Like, those three franchises are full-on tanking. Let's make sure we fix that because that's what's hurting the rest of the NBA. That's why people don't want to watch Thunder and Spurs. That's why people don't want to gear up for a Nuggets-Timberwolves game. Has nothing to do with that. Does it hurt those ratings for those particular markets? Absolutely it does. But it's not as big of a deal as we're making it out to be. And if Adam Silver has all this power to fix tanking, why can't he seem to fix anything else? But no.
Feels like he doesn't want to.
Well, you're not going to fix back-to-backs unless the owners agree to spread out the season or reduce the season to 72 games.
It should be 72.
Yeah, 72 is a great number. It's amazing. Just eliminating 10 games from your schedule would make every game that much more meaningful. And it would make every game... hey, we're not going to rest guys as much. You'd spread it out, too, where instead of 3 to 4 games in a week, you have 2 to 3 games in a week. You're going to get better basketball. But the owners won't do it, Mike, because why? They're going to lose money. So Adam Silver can't go to them and say, "Hey, are you guys cool with losing 5 games a year that you're selling out to your fans?" Those are also advertising opportunities for their local networks that broadcast the games. It's not going to happen. And Adam Silver's certainly not the one to bring that to them. Why aren't we addressing foul baiting and like what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander does? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Why aren't we addressing officiating, where we give star treatment to superstar players? It's such a subjective sport because you might call, you know, you might think one's a foul and I might think it's not a foul. It's up to that official. Some of that you're never gonna fight. You're never gonna win that battle. Eastside Chris Brady, we got two more franchises starting too. Yeah. Sounds like that's going to happen, Michael. How about that? When are you going to go pick up your Seattle Supersonics jersey?
Those are expensive. I might go for a hat.
Get one of those like rip-off brands. Maybe you could get a rip-off brand.
From China?
Yeah.
But there's going to be a tariff on it.
So the NBA owners vote to explore Vegas and Seattle expansion bids. So it's not official yet, but that will be happening. Do you have a guy like that you think of when you think Seattle Supersonics? Is there a player that pops into your brain? Is it Kevin Durant?
Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp or Gary Payton? Gary Payton
or
was
Detlef
Schrempf, who was actually a great player.
He was. He started out in Seattle and then eventually ended in Indiana.
Is that where he ended? Gary Payton was the man. When I collected
basketball cards. Three-point guy?
Gary? He was the glove. He was the best defensive player. He was sensational. When I collected basketball cards, pulling a Gary Payton card was like the best. I don't know why. Just something about that Seahawks jersey, or Seahawks, Supersonics jersey. Gary Payton. It was awesome. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043.
He was 31.7% from the three-point range. Is that good?
31. What did you say it was?
31.7.
31.7 is okay.
Remember, that's from 1990 to 2007. So, like, they weren't shooting
like
threes every 5
31
seconds.
Is good. Like, Luka Doncic is a very good three-point shooter, and he's 36.4%. Michael Porter Jr. is 36.3. Up when you're over 35, you're very – Anthony Edwards is shooting 40%.
His best was in the 2005 season when he was with the Miami Heat.
Okay.
He played 17 seasons. Wow.
Jamal Murray is shooting 42.6% from the three-point line. Jamal Murray had himself a game last night. He had 53 points. Joker had another triple-double. Mike, I'm saying it, man. I think this team can do it. I know it's the Mavericks, but it's a back-to-back. I think this team can do it. I don't love the matchup right now of Denver and Minnesota in the first round. I'm not crazy about that. They still could pass the Lakers. They're a game and a half behind Los Angeles. That loss in overtime is going to haunt them, not rebounding when Reeves missed a free throw on purpose. That could come back to haunt the Nuggets, where they don't pass up the Lakers with 8 games remaining. They have the Jazz tomorrow. You just have to win it. Then you have Golden State at home. It's always tough. That's on Sunday. So, and then it's the Jazz again. Steph Curry's still out. He has yet to participate in any kind of a scrimmage or anything like that. So I don't think he'll be there for that game. So that's a game you probably need to win. Then you're at Utah. Home against San Antonio. So here's the deal. You got to win these next three. You got to find a way to do it. If you want to have a shot of avoiding Minnesota in the first round, 29 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about the back-to-back thing, though, because there's been a lot of social media. And I love the altitude people. We've had Vic Lombardi on this show. We've had Katie Wingy on this show. And they're getting a lot of pushback. Because they're constantly communicating about these back-to-backs and how they're not good. I get it, but at some point it just starts to feel like it's just too complaining and we're making excuses. I get where you're saying it's like not the best basketball, but for crying out loud, let's stop the head-to-pillow updates. 29 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. They'll take care of those mosquitoes and more. Give them a call. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Scratching at my door. Furry, small and white, I shook you by the paw, 'cause I like you, my
friend. I respect you, my friend. I'll encourage you, my friend, through and through.
Every single game, we have the madness on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
It's opening day in baseball, by the way. Opening day for the Rockies, not home opener, but opening day will be tomorrow, Michael. Fresh haircut. Just got the fresh haircut. Shaving tonight, taking it down to the studs, and we start this thing fresh and so clean.
I got my fresh haircut last week. I'm not participating, but I got my fresh haircut last week.
Why aren't you participating? You can still get in on this. All you got to do is shave the beard tonight. I would. And then you can start this journey with Tanner and I. Would you like to join us?
I don't want to.
Dirty 30.
Yeah, the thing is, I get 30. Really annoyed with my beard. I'm like,
it's not
too
fun.
Long and I shave.
There's a reason we're calling it the Dirty 30. It's not the clean scene. You know,
but I'm a very clean person.
It's going to be annoying. It sucked last year. I mean, the beard was out of control. My hair was getting crazy. Last year, I did not do the smart thing, though. We made the bet while I was at home, and we put it out on social media, so I didn't go get a haircut. So I was halfway due for a haircut and started this bet. So I'm trying to do this the best way possible, and we got to get to 30. 30 wins for the Colorado Rockies, and that quest begins tomorrow night.
It would be really funny if they were so, so bad the first half of the season.
Oh, they're going to be amazing.
And then, like, they just went on a run the second half.
No, I want them to go on that run in the first half.
They just you couldn't get your haircut until August.
But then they won every game
through September.
No. We need one of those, like, a couple years ago, the Rockies were still one of those teams where it's like, April's really good for this team. A little bit of May, and then the bottom falls out in June. I would take that. I would take that kind of start for the Rockies, even if it ends up being a very bad season. But it's all about the Dirty 30 at this point. So I know Tanner's getting his hair cut today, too. And we start this quest for 30 wins for the Rockies. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Join the Boys and Girls Clubs of Weld County for a night of celebration and impact at the 44th Annual Elegant Night. There was debate about this. Gala or gala? How do you say it? Did I say it? Am I saying it wrong? Because Tanner and Brian did this as a poll question. Was it yesterday or the day before that? I say gala. Tanner says gala. I think I'm right. Anyway, enjoy an elegant evening honoring this year's champion of youth, Lori and Ellie Duran, here from the 2026 Youth of the Year, and supporting local programs that empower local kids to thrive. Sponsorships, tables, and individual tickets are now available. Visit bgcweld.org/elegant night. All funds go directly to supporting the Boys and Girls Clubs of Weld County. Go to that website, bgcweld.org/elegant night. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, I just was getting into this. What do you got?
I have found some pronunciations on Merriam-Webster's website.
Okay.
First pronunciation is
gala.
Ah.
The second,
gala.
Oh.
And the third,
gala.
Wait, what was the second?
Gala.
What was the third?
Gala.
Gala. So there's a third in there that we're not saying.
Yeah,
gala.
The third is more for like Gollum.
Gala, 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 and gala? How
yeah.
about that? The
gala.
First one was gala.
Gala.
Yeah.
So you and I are right.
We are. We are right. Absolutely. Very good, Mike. Good job. Here's what I tweeted last night about this back-to-back thing. I'm just to give you my thoughts because I put it down last night. Here's my thing on back-to-backs in the NBA. They're ridiculous. We don't do them in the playoffs, so why do them in the regular season? If it's about schedule and fitting 82 games into a lot of time, then stretch out the calendar or shorten the season. Oh, wait. Owners won't do that, and Silvermine Adam won't dare address this. He's on the tanking thing and the cup, so his priorities are just fine. I used to get pissy about losses and back on a back-to-back, but they all have to deal with it. They all have late nights and travel variables that come up and make an already less than ideal situation worse. I just don't care anymore. I expect Denver to win tonight. It sucks. I also put this. I know a college coach that had to deal with a flooded locker room, Steve Smiley, at halftime. Halftime. Of a game. The locker room you go back to, you cannot go back to because it's flooded and all your stuff is in the flood and you have to move it. That's what they were doing at halftime of a game. We all have variables. I also posted, are the games worse because of back-to-backs? Yes, sometimes. Is Adam Silver the worst commissioner in all of sports? I always just have to throw that in there. Yes. But constantly complaining about the sleep schedule tends to fall on deaf ears lately. The Nuggets have been hurt a lot, which means most of their roster spent a good amount of time not playing basketball. Somehow, some way, I think they'll survive. I just got tired of it. I kept seeing, again, great people, great reporters that follow this team. I just kept seeing tweet after tweet of the Nuggets got home from, they got off the plane at this time, and then they got to hotel at this time. They got home at this time, head to pillow at this time. Back-to-backs are ridiculous. I just don't care. I don't care anymore. The Nuggets are leading the league. They're one of the teams with the most back-to-backs. That will not be the case next year. There will be other teams that are scheduled with more. It all comes back in the end, and it all works out. Do the fact that the Nuggets played 16 back-to-back games this year, does that mean they're not going to win a title? No. Does it mean they're going to be tired? They shouldn't be. Joker missed a month of basketball. Aaron Gordon missed several. Christian Brown missed several. Cam Johnson missed several. Peyton Watson has missed several games. And you're telling me that back-to-back is this epidemic that's really going to affect the Nuggets' playoff hopes? No.
It could affect teams that are kind of on the bubble who need to play their starters.
Mm-hmm. Could it affect their starters?
Yeah, because if they're playing their starters like a bunch of times,
yeah, but
and
it's
they're not,
gonna, not
rested like the Nuggets are.
Well, yeah, but it's not affecting the Nuggets, and that's the whole thing. We got this big complaint factory going on last night for the last week about, oh, head to pillow, my head to pillow, their head to pillow. I don't care. And I'm not one of those guys that like tries to compare sports to reality. Because it's not. It's not real life. So you do get the other end of the spectrum where they're like, go ask the military what they think about back-to-back. No, of course. There's people that are working really hard jobs and they were working, staying up late to work, getting up early to work. We're not comparing the same lives. But when you continue to pour it on, poor Nuggets, poor Nuggets, poor Nuggets, it starts to get annoying. My biggest thing is, does it make the basketball suffer? Yeah, it probably does. Should Adam Silver fix it? Yes. But complaining about it night after night, every time we're faced with the back-to-back, I guess I just don't care. Go win the basketball game. Go win it. I, for one, enjoyed having the Nuggets on the tube last night. For me as a fan. Texter, John Fort Slick Watts. Eastern Conference teams whined to commish Mount Baldy. I love that we're all coming up with nicknames. About playing a road trip to both Denver and Salt Lake City. Said it was too much altitude for their liking. That is one reason Nuggets had 17 back-to-backs and Jazz had 15. Yeah, I mean, there is a legitimate complaint that people have about playing at altitude. Also, teams have legitimate arguments about playing in the altitude. Shaquille O'Neal or Charles Barkley? I think it was Shaq, who's like, when I was in Denver, I'd pick up two quick fouls so I didn't have to play the rest of the first half. Because it's not, there's a reality to it. So if we're going to sit here and complain about back-to-backs, we should also acknowledge that teams don't necessarily love playing in Denver all the time. It's part of it. We own it. The Nuggets put 52-80 on their free throw line. Own it. Embrace it. You come here, you're going to be tired. I love it. You should own that.
At least you're not playing in Mexico City or in Wyoming.
Yes, that's true. You're not. First
that's 7,100 feet.
Dixon, you can shorten the season, you can't shorten the season, not only financially, but also it messes with all-time records, etc. But I agree, it's not that big of a deal. It does kind of suck if it involves travel instead of two at home or whatever. But I agree, they're not going to shorten the season. It does mess with records, but owners are, of course, going to flip out at the idea of losing home games. But why not spread out the calendar? Could you spread out the calendar by 3 weeks so that you're not as pressed to fit these 82 games in? So instead of the playoffs starting, what do they start, mid-April? You start it late April. You carry that out a little bit further.
If that's already too long.
Or you start the season a little bit earlier and don't have preseason.
There. I like that.
There you go. Started in early October.
Basketball, I think, does not need a preseason. Football does need a preseason.
I think they need a preseason. I think, you know, a couple of games is not a bad idea. But I'd be fine if they don't have a preseason. I'm not a big football, I think you need at least one or two.
And I don't know
I don't think baseball needs 490. They don't need 490 spring training games. They play like a full season before they play a full season. Listen, we all agree that the back-to-back suck. But I just think complaining about it just comes off as you're making an excuse. 45 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forty-nine minutes after the hour, Micah bringing us in with a little Fozzy right there. Yeah, Chris Jericho. Yeah, the walls of Jericho.
Walls of Jericho.
Stop.
Is that a good Fozzy impression?
No, you did Yoda right there. You sounded like Yoda.
It might be the same voice.
No, but you sounded more like Yoda. Lemons Heating and Cooling. Man, it was a beautiful night last night. My wife and I went and sat on the deck. Like I said, no mice, luckily. But it was weird to open the door at sunset when it was getting dark. And not feel that chill in the air. Like, you just didn't feel it. It was just so perfect. And we know it's just going to get, we're going to get weird weather here in this spring, but it's going to get warmer and warmer and warmer. Being able to go back inside and shut her down for the night is just, with that AC, the cool air, oh, I just love it. I just love it. My dog's happy with it. If you were having issues with your air conditioner last year, call Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-568-0798. Or maybe you're already having some of those issues. Have them come out and check it out. They got free estimates available. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com. 11:51 the time. We got a Tom Brady sighting or Tom Brady story to get to in the top stories of the day. Also, March Madness back at it tonight, Michael. We're in the Sweet 16. How's that bracket looking? We'll take a look coming up next.
Get bounced in the first round, or will they make a serious run this postseason? Find out with us and listen to every game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right. We get back at it tonight in the NCAA. March Madness Bracket Challenge here. We're rolling. I'm in a little bit of trouble here, so I need to be perfect the rest of the way. I need Tanner's teams to just lose. So I'm rooting for Texas tonight, or at 5:10 to beat Purdue, just because I need chaos at this stage. So I'm rooting for Texas. Iowa, Nebraska, I'm rooting for Iowa because I need chaos because I had Florida here. I'm rooting for Iowa. And Arkansas, Arizona, I'm still whole there, so I'm going Arizona.
Are you rooting against Duke?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Duke is my national champion.
Mine as well, Michael. Also,
I mean, I don't really care because I guessed, but...
Everybody just guesses, man.
I think I need Houston
to win tonight.
I think I'm like on the, like, at 40% of like all the hooligans.
Yeah.
Like 60% of the people are ahead of me, I think.
90% of the people are... Where am I? It says 90%. What does that mean? On mine. Does that mean I'm good or does that mean I'm bad?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, we'll learn together. These are the things I'm rooting for tonight, so go Texas.
Go team.
Go Iowa. Go Arizona. Go Houston. Top stories of the day. Tom Brady back to the NFL playing? Coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.